This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump cannot pardon Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk convicted in a security breach of election equipment. But Peters has appealed to a federal court, and now the Department of Justice is reviewing the case. DU professor Ian Farrell says the DOJ does not have the power to overturn her state conviction, but the review could put pressure on a federal judge to release Peters.
I don't think we can any longer assume that federal judges will, in all cases, simply apply the law. One hopes that they will.
Peters is serving a 9-year prison sentence. Farrell says claims that her constitutional rights have been violated are not, quote, remotely credible. A child who went missing 7 years ago in Atlanta has been found in Denver. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
Abul Aziz Khan was 7 years old when his mother allegedly kidnapped him during a custody battle with his father. They had not been seen since until Douglas County police were called to investigate a burglary last month. Sheriff Darren Weekly says his deputies were not aware that Khan was missing prior to the call.
It was not on our radar at all. And so for our deputies to go to a trespass call, which we handle on a daily basis, and to be able to uncover this, I'm just very proud of my deputies.
Police discovered Aziz's mother and her new partner allegedly trespassing and burglarizing a vacant home. They eventually identified her as Rabia Khalid, who had an active warrant for kidnapping. Khan and another child with the couple were taken into protective custody. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.